Mark chapter 5. And they came over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the ship, immediately out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit met him, who had lived among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not even with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been broken by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I beg of you by God, that you not torment me." Because he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, because we are many." And he pleaded with him greatly that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there near to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the demons pleaded with him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And Jesus gave them permission. And the unclean spirits went out, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were drowned in the sea. And those who fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus, and saw him who was possessed with a demon, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them what had happened to him who had been possessed with the demon, and also what happened to the swine. And they began to ask him to depart out of their coasts. And when he had come into the ship, he who had been possessed with the demon asked of him that he might stay with him. However, Jesus did not allow him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and has had compassion on you." And he departed, and began to tell in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and all men marveled. And when Jesus had passed over again by ship to the other side, many people gathered to him, and he was near the sea. And there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and begged him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. I ask you to come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him, and many people followed him, and crowded him. And a certain woman, who had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better for it, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the crowd behind, and touched his clothing, because she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be healed." And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that disease. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned himself around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house one who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why should you trouble the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no man to follow him, except Peter, and James, and John the brother of James. And he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeing the tumult, and those who wept and wailed greatly. And when he had come in, he said to them, "Why do you make this ado, and weep? The little girl is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the little girl, and those who were with him, and entered in where the little girl was lying. And he took the little girl by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the little girl arose and walked, because she was 12 years old. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he strictly charged them that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat.